The idea that you have the right to free yourself at any moment will poison the whole of your life in the cell.
We may say, the Brinker thinks, what does he think? He thinks that the idea that the lawyer has the right to free himself at any moment will poison the whole of the lawyer's life in the cell.
The idea that you have the right to free yourself at any moment will poison the whole of your life in the cell. I pity you. And now the banker, pacing from corner to corner, recalled all this and asked himself.
He recalled all this. So we may suppose, what did he recall? Maybe he recalled the very beginning of this bet, how they made a bet, what were they talking about? And he asked himself about the reason of this bet, or maybe whether or not they should, or maybe they shouldn't make this bet.
And now the banker, pacing from corner to corner, recalled all this and asked himself, why did I make this bet?
That's what he asked himself about. So we may say he asks why he made this bet. Or he asked, what did he ask? He asked why he had made that bet. He asked himself why he had made that bet.
Why did I make this bet? What's the good? The lawyer loses 15 years of his life, and I throw away 2 millions.
The lawyer loses... What does he lose?
The lawyer loses 15 years of his life.
And the banker thinks about himself. And I throw away, we may say, he throws away. What does he throw away? Or how many millions does he throw away?
He throws away 2 millions.
What's the good? The lawyer loses 15 years of his life, and I throw away 2 millions.
What did they want? Why did they make a bet? What did they want to do? They wanted to convince people. They wanted to convince people that capital punishment is worse or better than imprisonment for life. And now there is a result, and he asks himself, will it convince people, or supposition, would it convince people? And he answers, it wouldn't. All stuff and rubbish.
Would it convince people that capital punishment is worse or better than imprisonment for life?
He asks himself if it would convince. He asks if it would convince people that capital punishment is worse or better than imprisonment for life.
Would it convince people that capital punishment is worse or better than imprisonment for life? No, no. All stuff and rubbish.
All stuff and rubbish. There's a result. All is, what is it? It is all...
It is all the stuff and rubbish.
It is all stuff and rubbish.
No, no. All stuff and rubbish. On my part, it was the caprice of a well-fed man. On the lawyer's, pure greed of gold.
He thinks that on his part it was, what was it? It was a caprice of a well-fed man.
It was a caprice of a well-fed man.
And all the lawyers, it was...
It was a caprice of...
And all the lawyers, it was pure greed of gold.
Pure greed of gold.
Pure greed.
Pure greed of gold.
On my part, it was the caprice of a well-fed man. On the lawyers, pure greed of gold. He recollected further what happened after the evening of the party.
He recollected further. What did he recollect? What did he recollect further?
He recollected further what happened after dinner.
After the evening of the party. After the evening of the party. After the evening of the party.
He recollected further what happened after the evening of the party.
After the evening of the party. So and what happened? What happened after the evening of the party? They discussed the circumstances of the bet, how the lawyer should undergo his imprisonment. They discussed where he should undergo his imprisonment. And they discussed how he should undergo his imprisonment. Undergo. Because, sure, he didn't want to be in prison. That's why undergo. To do something despite himself, to do something unwillingly, despite his own will, despite himself, undergo his imprisonment.